This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Hi, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. As coronavirus cases are starting to spike, as we're seeing a lot more cases, we are being told, and from what I'm seeing, some of them might be lighter cases. And an Italian doctor actually thinks that the coronavirus has mutated to a weaker form and may actually disappear before we finally get around to having a vaccine that is mass produced and can be given to millions and millions of people. So coronavirus might be weakening. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how men are now being asked to cut their alcohol down to one drink a day. You know, men got to have two and women only got to have one. Well, with everything going on, women didn't like that rule at all. But men are being told, maybe you need to cut down from two to one. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about what happened with the Trump rally, where I don't understand why this wasn't done before. It's kind of easy to go and get tickets, and I guess people who wanted to ruin it for Trump got these free tickets to go to his rally and didn't go. They still had tons of people show up, but, you know, people can kind of manipulate now how the rallies look. So obviously that didn't go well. We're going to kind of talk about that. We're going to talk about how, you know, many of you have kind of asked me on Twitter and Facebook and reached out saying, when is this going to end? You know, is this going to get worse? We're going to talk about that. You know, many of you have asked what Trump should be doing right now. I have some suggestions that I think, you know, our leadership should be doing. But I want to start off, you know, and I'm not really joking, okay? I'm a big fan of, you know, vaginal preparations, okay? Like Vagifem. Well, this is not called Vagifem. It's called Yuvafem. Is it Yuvafem? I get very, very nervous about things that kind of have different names. Like, I'm not going to buy milk that's called Wilk. Okay, you know, well, it's Wilk. It's like a, you know, form of milk that's cheaper. I'm not going to buy that. But apparently this stuff works. And this is a vaginal estrogen preparation. And I feel so good when I get my estrogen. It's kind of actually cute. I know you guys have ever seen it. I'll show it to you guys. It's kind of hard to show on radio. But they're these little, use one, and it has a little baby pill. And you just kind of insert it, and the estrogen goes in. And you do it every 3 days. And I just feel so good. And you know, I'm just thinking when I'm seeing everything going on in the news that I think everybody needs a good whopping dose of estrogen. And I know some of the dudes out there are going, I don't need estrogen. Maybe. I you know, I'd also like somebody to study estrogen on anal fissures. I think when I was assaulted, they gave me estrogen cream, and it just healed it, like, perfectly. And actually, I felt better that I didn't even seem to be too upset. Estrogen just kind of, you know, I think induces your serotonin or whatever. So I wonder if estrogen could be used on anal fissures. So somebody needs to look up that. But I got to tell you, I was just in SoCal, Southern California, and California was chill. I mean, there wasn't social distancing. That was completely out the door. There wasn't anybody enforcing the social distancing. And I wasn't just in one area. I mean, we drove up and down. We were in, you know, we were in kind of the Dana Point area, Laguna Beach area, Manhattan Beach, up to L.A. We were inland. We kind of did a lot this weekend. But so we were in a big part of the you know, that chunk of Southern California. And for the most part, it was pretty chill. I mean, some people wore masks, some people didn't. You know, people were still kind of waving to each other. They kind of kept to themselves. And so, you know, as we start to you know, see how the world gets redefined and America gets redefined. And if you look at the news today, it's going to look like America is completely falling apart. And maybe we are starting to crack at the seams. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, from what I saw, in California is one of the most populated, you know, states, populated areas. People were still pretty chill. Now, it might not be the America you expected. It wasn't the California that I remember that I was born in. I mean, it is different. And I think people are now, you know, much less interacting. And I think, you know, you're going to be less likely to be helped if, you know, you were attacked or something. I think people are kind of staying to themselves, which could be a problem later on down the line. But for the most part, people were chill. Unfortunately, though, when you look at the news and you watch some of the things that happened, you know, in Chicago and with what's going on with you know, the protests and the riots and illegal fireworks all over the place in Brooklyn, and I guess Brooklyn police are like, nah, you guys, just go to your community leaders for help. You know, it kind of looks like we're starting to brew a volcano that's about to burst, or a pimple that's supposed to be popped. And I think maybe, you know, people need to get like a little dose of estrogen. Maybe it's because I've had mine, I feel good, but I'm not in panic mode yet. I think we have a lot of forces at play. One is we have media that needs to sell. You know, I mean, media needs to, you know, have that catchy headline. We also have people that want to take advantage of 2020, and in a good way or a bad way, and say, look, if anything's going to get changed, this is the time to change it. Alright, we have forces that, do not want Trump reelected or Biden elected. We have all these, we have people that, you know, want to work and they still can't work. We have people that want to get their unemployment. They still can't get their unemployment. We have people that can't pay the rent, that don't want to pay the rent, and they can't pay it. They want to get out of their lease. That's something else we're going to talk about. Apparently a lot of stores want to get out of their leases. I don't know why they would sign a 12-year lease, but there's a fancy schmancy store signed a 12-year lease, doesn't think Fifth Avenue is ever going to look the way it is. I know we don't really feel sorry a lot for these wealthy, wealthy, wealthy stores, but it's a sign of the times. It's a sign of people going, you want to know what? The rules are out the door. And as we start to make our changes and do our reset, one of my friends I spoke to this weekend worded it so beautifully. It's a reset. We do have the potential for things to get very, very ugly. So before we go into this, please, everybody, you know, if you have a vagina, take some estrogen, okay? Assuming your doctor says it's okay. If you don't, maybe a little dose of estrogen might help. But I think we all need to kind of calm down just a little bit, because things are going to get, it's going to be a wild ride. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talk a lot about nature and we talk a lot about science on the show because, you know, when you major in biology and biochem, I don't want that, you know, put to waste. So I'm going to kind of teach you guys some of the stuff that I learned. And yes, every now and then you get some photosynthesis lectures for me. I hated doing photosynthesis. But we talked about wildfires. You know, you have a beautiful forest. I've never understood the concept of wildfires. Everybody says that has to happen in nature, that you have a beautiful forest and you have the trees and you have the little squirrels and you have the animals, and for some reason a fire just happens. Either it's a lightning bolt or a human or something, and then all that forest goes up in flames, and then unfortunately we have to rebuild the forest. And they say that's a part of nature. It's the circle of life. And I can't stand that. I'm like, but you have a beautiful forest. But apparently in nature, things like that have to happen. Because there might be some bad bugs. There might be some elements in there that is not going to allow that forest to have longevity. Like, let's say, the bark beetle or something like that. And so we don't understand why things have to be destroyed in order for our evolution to exist, but we know it happens. Well, so I was talking to a friend of mine, Eric, over the weekend, and he's a lot more eloquent than I am, and he used the term reset, which I think really kind of puts this into perspective, maybe might calm us down a little bit, but kind of prepare us that we need to kind of hold on to our panties, right, for the next few months or possibly years. And America right now is going through a reset. The world is. Maybe it's a virus that's coming around saying, you know, we always talk about this, you know, man dinks, God links, where nature's in control. You know, we might think we have the best medications, the best antibiotics, the best treatments, and then all of a sudden nature throws, you know, just a monkey wrench into everything. And maybe that's what coronavirus is. Maybe coronavirus is a reminder, you know, that we need to, you know, realize that there are greater powers, that there are greater forces out there, whether it's nature, God, the virus, you know. But with what we're seeing with statues, you know, like, and I never understood that Teddy Roosevelt statue where you have Teddy Roosevelt on a horse, and then you have a black man and an Indian, like, buttressing him on that horse sort of thing. It wasn't a statue I ever liked. So statues like that coming down, maybe it's time for there to be a reset and there to be a redefining of, you know, what we idolize. Now, we need to be very careful not to erase history. I think the majority of us does not want history erased. We have a history, a part of our history in America or in the world that is not, you know, something that we're proud of, but we don't erase it, okay? If we erase history, we repeat ourselves, okay? We need to know what the Nazis did, and we need our children and grandchildren to know in explicit detail what they did so they're not in la-la land, all right? You know, same thing with our forefathers and our ancestors who were slaves. All right. You know, history will repeat itself if we aren't aware and watching and guarding for that history. So we don't want to rewrite history, but what we idolize can be up for debate and can be up for change. And if some of these statues out there, you know, pose, you know, a lot of, you know, discord and, you know, bad feelings and bad sentiment, then move them, you know, put them in an area that put them in a museum that brings to life a history that we might not agree with, but existed. But to have somebody have to look at it all the time, you know, we're seeing this reset. You know, we're seeing this reset. And so, unfortunately, how we move forward is going to redefine what we're going to do in terms of rebuilding our country. So, we're seeing a lot of, shall we say, defensive positions. We're seeing a lot of fighting. We're seeing a lot of discord. I mean, we're seeing nooses being put up. We're seeing, we're starting to see more racism. As we're trying to fight racism, as we're trying to progress, we're actually seeing more racism. And this is where we need leadership. And we're going to talk about what I think our president needs to do. But unfortunately, the way we're handling it, the way we're handling this reset is going to divide us and possibly start a whole nother civil war. We've completely severed a lot of the things that unified us, and unless, okay, that unity was false. Remember I told you guys we need to be really, really careful with this, you know, blending of the races and not embracing the race? You know, when we start to say, look, you know, we're all, you know, we're all one color, we're all one, yes, on one end, yes, it would be wonderful for us to be American, okay, and not, you know, Caucasian and Asian American and African American. It'd be really nice to say we're America, America first and all that, but the thing is we have pride in our history. We have pride in our races. And we don't want to dilute somebody who's African American or who's Hispanic or who's, German or who's Russian. We don't want to dilute or take away from their rich history and their trials and tribulations to get where they were. And so when I say embrace the race, and I know people, you know, sometimes don't agree with that, I'm like, I mean, look, you know, we could do away with racism and we could make progress without trying to forget that we're black or Jewish or white or Hispanic, you know? I mean, I hear people try to denounce that they're white, denounce that they're Hispanic, denounce that they're... You're who you are. I thought we were teaching everybody to be proud of who they were and to have that pride, all right? I mean, we want to have culture. And so, unfortunately, we might have misstepped trying to look like we were all one color and then completely trample on everybody else's history and going, you see, this is our statue or this is now our culture. And you have people out there going, no, that's not my culture. Okay? You know, that's not my pancake syrup. That's not my flag. You might think that's Southern pride, but to me, no. That, to me, reminds me of the Confederacy, reminds me of slavery. So what we're doing right now is we're resetting. Whatever worked 100 years ago or 200 years ago might not really be working in 2020. Certain terms might no longer exist. You know, we're going to be talking about how realtors in Houston have now voted to not have master for master bedroom and master bath. I've never used that term master, the master bedroom, you know, because my kids always were in our room. It's, to me, it's just a bedroom. But they're doing away with that, calling it primary, although for years, realtors have been trying to change this, getting rid of that master term. But then are we going to still use the term master for masterpiece? Are we going to be using the term master for masturbate? Does that mean master is gone? Concentration camps. Are we going to be done with the terms concentration? Are we going to be done with the terms experiment? Are we going to be done with the term twins? Are we going to be done with the term extermination? I mean, when I hear the word extermination, I don't think of ticks or scorpions or spiders. You know, I think of, you know, extermination. I think of Nazi. You know, do we redefine all these words? Do we throw out all these words? We are in a very, very unstable period now of resetting. And maybe it has to be done. Maybe we need to stop, you know, using the term master or extermination. Who knows? I don't know what the answer is. And unfortunately, you know, not everybody's going to agree on this. But we cannot escape the need to reset, you know, and if there is a statue that, you know, shows, you know, somebody on a horse, you know, a president on a horse with somebody appearing subservient to them, and that causes mixed emotion, does that statue really have to be out there in public? I mean, you know, we have bigger fights. Okay, you know, I know people think that a statue coming down means we're going to rewrite our history. Just don't rewrite history. We don't have to rewrite the history books. We can still teach kids, and we still need to teach people about what happened. But that doesn't necessarily mean we have to have, you know, emblems out there that just tear people's hearts or remind them of a past or remind others that they were in a subservient position at one time. I don't want to see a statue of somebody in a striped pajama. And I'm very grateful I don't have to see that. So where do we go next? Well, now it's going to go to our leadership. Okay? You know, as we're, you know, seeing the police, you know, start to say, you know what, you guys are on your own. As we're starting to see mayhem, as we're starting to see stores go, you know what, we're done. You know, we need to, and we don't really have a lot of time to do that in, we need to start figuring out how to now reset the rules, because right now we're in an era of no rules. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Sandovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no signs that a second wave of coronavirus will happen in the United States, despite spikes in some states as states reopen.
We've got the testing procedures, we've got the diagnostics, we've got the PPE, and so I really think it's a pretty good situation.
The Defense Department is experiencing a manufacturing and supply chain slowdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking with reporters, Undersecretary Ellen Lord says the overall impacts will not be known for a while as the economy continues to recover.
We have seen inefficiencies across most programs. COVID-19 is shutting down defense manufacturing facilities and production lines.
And President Theodore Roosevelt's statue in front of the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan will be removed. You're listening to USA Radio News. The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600.
The FBI is investigating a noose found in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage over the weekend. Jay Towne, a former judge advocate in the U.S. Marine Corps, picked by President Trump in 2017 to serve as U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, said on Monday that investigators from the Justice Department and the Bureau are looking into the incident, which happened Sunday at Talladega Superspeedway in Lincoln, Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we're seeing much of the country slowly open up and try to be at half max and things like that, in terms of the entertainment front, we're still really sluggish on reopening. And unfortunately, we have a lot of gifted people out there, a lot of gifted entertainers that could really be bringing some joy into this world. And they're still kind of, you know, in limbo on, you know, when and how they're going to be able to entertain. So joining us, we have award-winning entertainer, vocalist, Sean Eiferman joining us today. Sean, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Good morning. I appreciate the appreciation.
Oh, no, no, no. We love you. We love you. So, you know, you're in Vegas, right? You're based in Las Vegas. And I know there's been some rules. Oh, hallelujah. Wait, what high school did you go to?
I didn't go to high school here, ironically enough. It's so funny that people always ask that one thing. It was everything before, and then two years at UNLV, and I missed high school. I ended up going to England for a little bit. I went to school in London when I was 14 and 15, and then Bellingham, Washington. It's a long story, but
wow. No, me too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been here since 81, and when they ask me which high school, I'm like, well, I kind of went to four high schools because we moved a lot. So, yeah, exactly. It's a tough question. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I didn't accidentally, you know, I don't know, beat you up in high school or something. So I wanted to make sure we were all good, you know.
No, it wasn't me.
All right. So, yeah, so you know, being an entertainer in Las Vegas, when are you allowed to go back to work?
You know, it's interesting. I think whenever I want to. is at an interesting pace. Mm-hmm. So there's been, I say that this might be another long answer to a short question. There's been an interesting thing now where I think the same thing that happened when Katrina hit and all those really talented New Orleans musicians came to town and were willing to work for like 15% of what everybody else was making, the whole scale of the local working musicians went way, way down as this kind of mm-hmm. refugee camp thing happened. All these musicians came out here in RVs, world class, and everybody that was making a living out here at this rate was all of a sudden replaced with these New Orleans cats. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they kind of weeded themselves out of the situation on drugs and late to gigs, and all they wanted to do was have sex with the hostess. And, you know, this is the entertainment capital of the world. You have to be professional. Mm-hmm. And now I am seeing the same thing, but caused by a different thing. Obviously, this is all COVID-based. Mm-hmm. Now, the places are willing to have you come back, but everywhere is half occupancy, mm-hmm. right? So let's say I was making X amount of dollars 6 months ago for this particular booking in this particular venue, but it was full capacity, so they could afford this for entertainment. So now the calls that are coming in are like 30% of the regular budgets. 30. And so I could go back to work. I could start playing shows right away. If they want the first two calls I got to do anything were for more time than normal, mm-hmm. and about a 30% pay cut. And they looked at me like I was crazy when I asked for, can we just start where we were 6 months ago? I won't name any names, but I mean, it was a place that I've played over 1,000 bookings.
Yep.
And it's one of the major casino families, and like, you know, this isn't a coffee shop in Portland I'm trying mm-hmm. to book.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You know,
it was a huge venue. Yeah.
And they never even got back to me.
Yep.
Honestly, like they came to me and said, we're going to go ahead and open the floodgates. Let's see what happens with this reopening phase. And I'm like, I'll dip my toe. I don't really feel socially responsible right now. I felt like it was premature. Mm-hmm. Emotionally, not necessarily fact-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of misinformation, and it was very weird. I showed up and I did one of these, mm-hmm. and it was boy, you never would have thought anything was different. Standing room only, place was packed. Nobody was wearing a mask. The bartenders were reaching over to, you know, to take orders and whatnot, and pulling the mask down so that they could talk louder or you know, articulate differently. It was rebellious.
Yes,
in nature.
That's a good word for it.
Very rebellious. Yep. Yeah. Which I get. I have a tattoo on my left arm that says everything is temporary. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that we're not all going to stay locked up in our houses forever. And I knew that there would be a pendulum swing.
Yep.
You know, for the just energy wise, just people cooped up need to. We're social animals.
Yep.
So there you go. So unfortunately, right now, I'm doing a lot more stuff online, and I did respond to, you know, one or two of those people by saying, look, I appreciate the offer, but I can make more, like singing on Facebook Live from my downstairs bathroom.
Exactly. And talk to us about this. This is fantastic. What you're doing is it's brilliant, and you know, definitely caught my eye. You know, tell everybody what you know, and I just love how you've been able to kind of pivot and be able to still do your craft. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Sean and the John. The best lighting, ironically enough, and the best sound has been in this one downstairs bathroom in my house. And so initially, 3 months ago, the first time I really decided to start doing some online stuff, everything was fairly new. My wife and I have other business endeavors, so, you know, we weren't broke. I'm not Bill Gates, but I didn't feel mm-hmm. the desperation that I was feeling from my friends that I started to talk to in the first week of the lockdown. You know, every booking that anybody that I knew had was just gone, was just wiped off the calendar.
Yep.
So that initial problem to be solved, I like to be, you know, part of the solution no matter what it is. I set up a microphone and grabbed a guitar and I went into that downstairs bathroom and started a thing, Sean and the John, and was basically just raising money for everybody else.
Nice.
So I'm happy to say that in 5 weeks we raised over $10,000.
Nice.
I just did, you know, a little half hour all request thing and people threw money into a piggy bank, whatever we used. I don't remember what we used. And 30 musicians, 30 plus musicians got $300 each in that first month of quarantine. And you know, it's
fantastic.
They're not going to go buy a castle in Spain, but it was,
yes,
you know, a little, it was before anybody, it was before any musicians got their gig worker unemployment check and before anybody got their stimulus check. And so I felt pretty presidential, you know, it was kind of a cool win-win. And then it evolved from that into what I'm doing now, which is, you know, yesterday was Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been asked so many times to, like, will you sing my grandfather Happy Father's Day in a
nice
little, like, singing telegram video. And that's actually become like almost a business model. Like, I
yes.
can now, like I said, I can make more money for myself in that downstairs
yes.
bathroom. I don't know how many orders I got, but for birthdays, for this is just Father's Day just passed. You know, anybody wants a personalized singing telegram from me, it's $10 and I'll sing, you know, whatever to whoever and send a little video. It's been really fun. The response has been fantastic. One of the Father's Day things, you know, they sent me a video of their father crying.
Nice.
And anyway, this guy's all the way on the other side of the world, you know.
Wow. So Sean, how do people find you? How do people find you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it's Sean Eiferman is my name. It's funny, one of your producers before I caught on the phone asked how to pronounce it. So I go by That Vegas Guitar Guy because nobody knows how to spell. You've got an unusual first and last name.
Yes.
Yeah, I go by thatvegasguitarguy.com is the place to go. Nobody can spell. It's Sean. It could be S-E-A-N.
Eiferman, yeah.
U-N, and Eiferman is a puzzle. So, yeah, That Vegas Guitar Guy.
That Vegas Guitar
handle.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
okay.
And hopefully things will, you know, again, everything is temporary. I can't see this going on forever, but the current climate is going to be,
mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking before I came on about the reset that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about statues
yep.
and racial things. And same thing here. I mean, the
yep.
reset is going to be interesting, much
exactly,
like the
Sean.
Thing happening.
Exactly. Thank you for coming on. We're cutting to a quick break. Thank you, Sean. Can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are seeing cases of coronavirus rise. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. And we are seeing still hospitalizations. We still are seeing deaths. It might appear to be weaker, as we have an Italian doctor who thinks that coronavirus might actually die off before vaccines come. I'm noticing still a lot of cases of people calling in with COVID symptoms, very similar to the numbers I was getting in March. However, I am noticing that it seems to be less severe. So we might be on to something, okay? And this might start to be the end of a very, very rough year. The problem we have is we have an election coming up. Whenever we have an election, right, a lot of stupid happens. And with elections, we have a lot of discord. We have a lot of pendulum swinging. We have a lot of hate. We have a lot of rhetoric. And we need some leadership right now. Now, whether you love Trump or whether you hate Trump, okay, I think Donald Trump needs to do a few things. He's our president. Right. And I thought he was going to be a shoo-in for re-election before any of this happened. I think the economy was fantastic. I think we made some huge, huge progress on things. I think that, you know, it getting out of the recession and the Obamacare years, you know, seemed to kind of give people that, okay, you know what, I can start working again, you know. And then when coronavirus hit, we had to shut down and all this happened, we thought Trump was going to be in trouble. But then Donald Trump was trying to lead and saying, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. You know, let's get the economy back. And, you know, for some, they saw leadership. Unfortunately, he's been spending so much time playing defense that I think he's missing a lot of opportunities. So what happened in Tulsa over the weekend, which was probably a cluster in and of itself, it was a successful rally. There were still thousands upon thousands of people that came. But because there was talk of coronavirus and do they wear masks, do they not wear a mask, the media made this Tulsa rally a complete free-for-all. Not to mention, you know, historical massacres at the site. And so it was obviously not the greatest, you know, PR blitz for Donald Trump. So he has a rally. And it was not packed completely. It was still very busy. But up in the upper coffers, there were not upper seats. There were empty seats. They say because over 300,000 people asked for tickets, and they weren't planning on going. So there were forces at play. So it looked like that the rally could have been a complete cluster. And then reports are, well, Donald Trump was mad and all that. And I'm looking at this as a doctor, and I'm looking at everything going on with the economy and everything going on in terms of our police force and in terms of, you know, safety and in terms of riots and protests and things like that, that, okay, we got bigger fish to fry. So Donald Trump has a couple decisions that he has to make. And if I was advising him, and even if Biden was president, I would have advice for him. I had advice for Obama. Whether they took it or not is beyond me. I had advice for Hillary Clinton. But the advice I would have for Donald Trump is maybe hold off on the rallies. I get he needs money. And, you know, we're seeing all the, you know, requests from Joe Biden's side and Trump's side. They need money. I get that. And these rallies allow money. But what I think what they need to do is finally have a debate. I understand it's the summer, it's a little bit early for a debate, but go ahead and have a debate. Because I think the American people don't really give a damn about, you know, an election and you know, how to win more votes and how to have more people at a rally. I think the American people want to know, you know, who's going to do what and how are they going to do it. Now, those people who love Trump, they're voting for Trump. Those people who hate Trump are not voting for Trump. All right, I don't really think we have a big amount of in the middle or moderates, but we need leadership. Like I said, I don't give a damn about an election. I know it matters because of the Supreme Court, and I know it matters, and people are very, very concerned. And, you know, thank you for being concerned. I you know, that's not my job. My job as a doctor is knowing what's going to go on, you know, in terms of, you know, healthcare, what's going to go on in terms of vaccines, what's going to go on in terms of economy. You know, I'm not supposed to worry about elections in that respect. There's other people doing that, and I'm grateful for all their work on both sides of the aisle. Again, you guys working on the Democratic side and the Republican side, help, you know, make America a free country that it is. But I think that's not really what the public wants right now. We need to see some leadership. So we want some answers as to what are you going to do if there are going to be any more people die in the Chopper Chaz zone in Seattle. What are you going to do if Brooklyn cops are saying, look, guys, we're not going to come out for anything non-essential? What are you going to do if Atlanta police officers need to be paid incentives to still stay on the job because they are worried about losing their jobs or their life if they have, you know, issues that go bad? What are you going to do when people want to stop paying rent and we have a commercial real estate catastrophe and collapse? What are you going to do if coronavirus comes back? I want to hear from Biden and I want to hear from Trump, and I think I want to hear now. I think, you know, if you really want to help your election, guys, get up in front of the mic and not one of these things where you guys are in a home and you're reading from a cue card or whatever. You know, just do the debate. Okay? You know, maybe hold off on the rallies, maybe hold off on the, I mean, honestly, you know, not a lot of people are really watching the ads right now. Like I said, those people that like Trump, they're sold. Those people that don't like Trump, again, are sold. You're not going to change people's minds. Same thing with Biden. Either people love Biden or they hate Biden or they don't know what's going on with Biden. But we need some leadership now. And we need to know what's going to happen with schools. What's going to happen with, and I understand that Donald Trump has to play defense, and I get that President Trump has a lot of different forces at play. If he demands a state reopen, okay, you know, then somebody's going to put the death rate on him. If he demands a school reopens, there's going to be then God forbid there's a school shooting, it's going to be on him. And it sucks that, you know, politicians have to be politicians. It I think ruins our leadership. And what made Donald Trump is, he was like, look, I'm not a politician. I'm going to say whatever I have to say. I'm going to do whatever I think needs to be done. Some people disagreed with that. Some people agreed with that. So if I was Donald Trump, what I would do is say, all right, school districts, okay, I want your plan. I want your plan now, and I want you to plan for if coronavirus comes back. All right, and then I'll help. I will give you guys my opinion on what needs to be done, you know, and boom, same thing with police. All right, now, and I understand he's not a doctor. I understand he's not law enforcement. I understand he's not a teacher. But leadership doesn't necessarily have to have all that experience. They just need to guide all these entities into coming up with a plan or looking at a plan going, that's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, on paper, that looks good. So, and maybe he is doing it, and the media is just not allowing that. But I think what needs to be done, you know, while all these books are coming out and, you know, people are ridiculing all his personal life and everything he's done, all right, even if you hate Trump, you still want leadership. You still want to know what's going to happen to your business in 2 months. You still want to know if your tenants are going to pay you rent. You want to know what you have to do if you can't pay rent. You want to know what to do if you can't call the police because the police are calling out, all right? You want to know what to do if your business gets looted and vandalized. So that's what I think our leaders need to do. That's what we want to know. Okay, we really don't want to know who showed up at a rally and who was able to kind of monkey wrench the rally and who was able to kind of prevent people from coming. Honestly, guys, you know, we're just beyond that now, you know. And so I think Trump needs to stop in terms of the you know, opinions on the little pieces, and he needs to say, guys, right now I want to know what's happening with schools. It's about schools right now. It's about public safety right now. It's about the virus. So all the other stuff I don't want to hear. All right, and I think that's where he needs to be right now. And if the media doesn't cover it, then he needs to go on Twitter, and that needs to be his message. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
We all need to your part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.